What?
And we're back.
Hello.
It's 2019, everyone, and welcome to Valley Trash.
Oh, I thought you were going to say welcome to the shit show. I was like, fuck.
I mean, that's January. Fair. Oh, I thought you were talking about this in particular.
Oh, no, just this month was...
Oh, yeah.
The shit show. Anyhow.
January, yeah, sucks.
Wait, so anyhow, welcome back.
Well, so we're hoping that you're finding this again after the second episode, and that we're funnier this time.
I was pretty... What? I was like, I don't need to be offended. You're coming in hot, bitch.
No, it's just January's always, I feel like January's like typically hard.
Hard
for a lot of people. And it's the beginning of the year. Everyone's got their fucking resolutions and like,
and they're failing at them. Fit.
I know. And by like January 20th,
depressed.
Yeah, by January 20th, everyone's just like giving up at the gym. Like, and so, like, we're here to bring you some happiness.
Yes. I mean, or make you cry. One of the two. One of the two.
I mean, at least you'll feel things. Oh. I was like, you're just going to feel things.
In case you haven't listened, I am Dee Dee.
And I'm Mikey. And like I said earlier, this Valley Trash.
Where, literally.
Yeah. It's just trash, guys. Just enjoy.
Yeah. Welcome. Join the trash party.
It's been a while since our last episode. It's been
a minute. We've had a lot to do this month.
Yes.
Like a lot.
And to be fair,
I had to travel out of the country.
She did. She went to Mexico for a gay wedding.
Gay wedding! It was like the best gay wedding.
In Mexico. So like... Dee Dee already in the United States of the America.
Of America.
Is already, like, in celebratory terms, she's already, like, ridiculous. But you put her in, like, the motherland.
Oh,
and then you
God.
Put her with a bunch of homosexuals.
It's just stupid.
I'm surprised nobody lost a foot.
Or their life. Though a lot of people got sick.
But you had nothing to do with that.
No. There was a lot of, like, puking and stuff from everybody. I think it was just people
openly
thought we were,
at the wedding.
No, no. Right? Like, welcome to the wedding. Like, throw up on you.
They're walking down the aisle.
It's a gay tradition. No.
Cleanse your soul.
Yeah.
Cleanse your bowels.
No, I think there was just a lot of drinking from everybody. I think people were like, oh, I'm getting sick. Like, nah, bitch, you're just hungover. But, you know.
For the fourth day in a row.
Who am I to say that to family of the grooms? Like, nah, bitch, señora.
Hey, yo, señora. It was that fucking tequila you had last night after you had the 10 beers.
Right.
After the champagne.
Come on, that was just me. I was stressed a lot. But anyhow, this is why it's taken us so long, too. I had to recover.
She had to come back, deal with white people in line at
customs. My God, at customs. Ew, I hate white people.
You hate what?
I just hate white people.
Oh, I thought you said
not in general, but like just people that are like that. They're so like, I'm white. Listen to me. Like literally, both people in customs that I had to deal with were like, why do I have to do this? And their excuse for why do I have to do this for asking that question is, I'm an American citizen. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So are we. We're in the same fucking line. Chill. And fill out the fucking paper. You know, like...
You know, nobody can help you with this right now. Like, do you need a pen? I, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll let you borrow a pen if you shut the fuck up.
It was so bad. It was so, like... I don't know. I was ashamed. I was ashamed to, like, speak English and, you know, be from the United States. Because these two people that were being fuck asses were the same as I. I was just like,
we're American citizens.
Yeah. Hello. Give us the world on a silver platter. Anyhow.
I mean, that's been, I feel like, for a long while, for about 270 some odd years. Yeah, that's American. Like, that's just an American value, is just being a trash person.
Yeah, you know. Do what I tell you because I'm so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so fancy. I don't know.
But American just like, it's just another word. Like, I feel like people use American to just say white at this point. And that's why there's always those addendums to it. Like, I'm Mexican American. I'm African American. I'm Chinese American. It's like, it's like, you're not regular American.
No, you can't be.
You're not just American. No, but what are you?
Yeah.
My favorite line from Dear White People is when people ask, like, what are you? The response usually is a person that's about to smack the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are you? You're not a regular, regular person.
No, I mean, it's just, I feel like people use it as like a, I don't even know. I'm going to give you the example. So like when we get into Mexico, you know, we have to, when you get out of the country, you have to fill out a customs form, right? And so earlier this month, we flew to Mexico and we were getting there. They gave us our form. We had to fill it out. It's one per family or whatever. And the guy behind me, like, he was so adamant about, I'm not filling out this fucking form. And he's like, I don't want to fucking do this shit. Fuck this. I'm not filling out this form. Like, he's talking to, like, his girlfriend or whoever the bitch was with him. I fucking hate her, too, just for associating with him. like, she filled out her form. Good job. Good job, ma'am. But, you know, he's talking to this bitch and, like, he is so like, no, this is like giving me fucking anxiety. I'm not fucking doing it. Like, I'm a fucking American citizen. I should not fucking have to fill this shit out. I have my passport. And I'm just like, and like in my head, I'm just like, bro, because he was such a bro. I was like, bro, you know, you're in fucking Mexico. Like, nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a single shit that you are an American citizen. One, two, there's a guy literally like 10 feet away from us with a gun, like with a fucking rifle shooter gun, standing there asking everybody for their fucking paper in order to let them into the line. So I was like, you try this. Like, you know, of course he got to the thing. Oh, no, I don't want to. And he was like, no, you got to fill it out. Like, before I even let you through me and my gun, you're going to, you know, like, and he was like, nope, over there. Like, get your ass over there. Here's a pen, you know. But I was like, thank you for having a gun, because this...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, so like, thank you for like... Like, he was like the only one that was going to like scare him into fucking like... Dude, just do what we're asking you to do for our purposes of whatever, security or, you know. But I'm like, why? So...
Because he just...
I was terribly annoyed and semi-drunk. So, that's a bad combo.
Day 5 of terribly drunk.
That was day 0. Like, literally when we were arriving.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was when you were...
No, when we came back, it was a lady.
The lady.
A señora.
And she had issues?
Oh, she had so many issues. And, like, nobody failed to remind her. And, like, hey, ma'am, we are still on this shutdown. And there's only 3 people working. So calm down and stand in line like the rest of us. She was pissed that she had to stand in line. But anyhow, enough of this. Let's move on.
I had issues with white people in line. But mine was in Sherman Oaks. Mm. At the bank.
Oh.
All the Latina, women look the same.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I would like somebody. Well,
I was,
you know,
I was just in line, just casually waiting to do a deposit for work, or to make a deposit for work. And there is like, it was a decent amount of people in line. And here's the thing with big banks. They're never going to have more than two tellers. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I need y'all to just know that. They're never going to have more than two tellers. You're going to, if there's a line of, like, five people, like, just give it up. Go somewhere. Like, come back in another time. Like, it's not going to change. I don't understand, like, this constant, like, upset. Like, I can't believe they only have two tellers. Like, there's five people in line. There's all these people walking around. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, this is a big bank. This is a corporation. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about your, like...
Your time.
Your time. They don't. Like, they're here to, like, charge you $35 in case you overdraft. They're here to charge you 8% on your fucking... account because you have an account with them, like your yearly fee, whatever. Like, that's what they're here for. They're not here to make you waste less time. So every time that you complain, I'm getting annoyed because I'm just like, sir, shut the fuck up. I don't care. You're 70 years old. You're a white man. Like, you've had plenty of time to get over this.
To get to.
I was like, you've also had literally double the amount of time that I have to get over this small little thing.
They don't have the small
and
things.
You're
everything's
over
a big thing. Everything's a huge thing.
And you're over here complaining about this. And
oh, so wait, you were going to tell me something about, like, the Latinas.
No, so there's, like, this one woman, this Latina woman, and she's, like, just standing there, and she's, like, decently shorter than this man. Like, he's maybe, like, 6'2", and she's, like, 5'.
Like
just five.
Oh,
just five.
Like,
yeah. And so, like, whatever. And she's, like, not really having the conversation. Like, the two, like, they're, like, two white guys in line, and they're having the conversation, and they're just complaining about how, like, this is the worst thing in the entire world, and blah, 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 blah. And she's just, like, standing there, just, like, looking at them, like, kind of like you do when you watch tennis. You just, like, watch it go back and forth. You're not really part of it. Just, like, And then he turns to her, and he's, like, are you my neighbor? And she's just like, no. And I'm just in my head, I'm all like, oh, that's so cute. Like, when he first asked, because there was like a second of like just like space between when she responded, where I thought I was like, oh, he just met his neighbor. Maybe he'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And he's like, oh, all you Latina women look the same.
I would have died.
And I only laughed because it was just like so surprising. Because in my head, the conversation was going to go somewhere nice. And I'm at the teller already. I'm getting, like, my money, like, because I'm getting change. And I'm already getting the money. And all I do is just yell out, oh, my God. Because I don't know what to do. I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, like, the teller looks at me like I'm crazy. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I just, like, finish putting the money away. And then I just, like... turn around and look at the señora, and then I look at him and I'm like, oh my God. And then just like proceed to walk out. And I was just like in the car and I was like, damn, I failed her. I should have said something. I really failed her.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
should have hit him with a boom.
Racismo. I was like, one. So yeah, that was my line, and it was stupid. It was in a bank. It was like,
I mean, it was just, that's almost as cute as that. What happened to me and my white lady interaction.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I was wearing my signature red lipstick like I do on a daily. And I had on hoop earrings. And she decides to tell me that I really have this Latina look down. I was like, bitch, what? This is just like who I am. I was like, that's because I am. Like, that's just my face. That's just, this isn't my fashion statement to look Latina.
I'm trying to look ethnic today.
Right? I'm really going for that Mexican look. You know, what can I do? Give me red lipstick and hoop earrings. That's what this bitch considered the Latina look. Apparently, I have it down. What's up, guys? Hit me up. If you're into that Latina look.
Latinas don't look any other way.
Yeah, we all look the same, so hey,
it's just
lipstick.
Like hoop earrings.
Yeah, hoop earrings.
That's why he got her confused. That's why he thought it was the neighbor.
Was she wearing hoop earrings?
No, she had curly hair, and she was not wearing any makeup. She was wearing a white shirt and like some like, not distressed, but like faded like blue jeans.
I mean, doesn't that sound what like I wear every single day in my life?
She had, like, super curly hair. She probably had, like, mousse in it or something. But she was, like, in her, like, 30s. And she's just like, I failed her. I fucking failed her. I fucking failed her. And that was my interaction. That was like just, you know, January, guys. January. And to be fair, so much has transpired. And it's only January.
Yeah.
Like, it's only January.
This month, like, for news, like, I don't even want to talk about news. Shit is changing too fast. Like, I feel like everything I knew yesterday, if I turn the fucking TV on right now, it's just going to be like, nope, JK, everything is different.
Yeah.
Keep up, DD, keep up.
I know. I'm just like.
Politics.
And all these people, like, announcing their candidacy for presidency. I'm just like. Okay, one, just real quickly out of the way, because I don't want to say this again.
Wait, do we need 19 Democrats running right now?
No, I also don't need Bernie Sanders running again. I'm sorry, I don't. Like, I really don't. I really fucking don't. I don't need, like, I don't need him. I don't need Kamala Harris running.
At all.
I really don't. Like, I understand wanting a woman to be president. I really do. And it was the same thing with Hillary. And then this becomes this whole thing about, like, you cannot critique, like, the fact that she's a black woman. Like, the Democratic Party, which it's very clear that they kind of that they really do want Kamala Harris. Like, it's very clear that the structure, the what is it?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Like the people in control of the Democratic Party want, like, the kind of figureheads would want Kamala Harris, because it's their way of, like, ticking boxes that they weren't able to tick with, like, Hillary, because. You know what I mean? But she's very much like Hillary in her term, in her way of dealing with people of color, especially black people, and jails and, like, the prison industrial complex. Like, she's very similar. And she's just like, she's been very this whole thing about, like, Kamala Harris being tough on crime. No, she's been tough on black people. And so I'm not here for that. I'm also not here for her because she's not here for sex workers. And if you're not here for sex workers, then what the fuck are you doing? Like, anyways, but like that, all the and all these people trying to run, and then fucking Trump is still in office. We still have this fucking man in office, and I'm not saying that I think that he, like, that impeachment is going to save anybody, because it's not going to. It's just going to give us Mike Pence.
And oh my god, he's like the worst of both evils.
And so, like, that's all happening. The government was shut down forever. It's temporarily reopened, I guess. And until it's just like
he was, like, tired of throwing his tantrum, you know, 5 weeks consecutively.
I also think
we're gonna take a pause, and then he's gonna take a deep breath, and then come back harder. And what, we have, like, 2 more weeks left?
Yeah, but I also, like, that's the thing. Like, all that's happening, and then you have what else happened while we were gone, or while
mega hat wearing boys.
Jussie, this literally just happened. That Jussie Smollett was attacked at 2 a.m. in Chicago. Someone poured bleach on him, or someone. These two white men poured bleach on him, fractured his rib, tied a noose around his neck, and then beat him up. Like, and used all these slurs, called him a faggot, called him the N-word. Like, they used all these words. And I guess I understand, like, all these, like, news bites about, like, possible hate crime, but I'm like, okay,
possible?
One. But like, in the here's the thing. It's a hate crime. I believe it's a hate crime. I know it's a hate crime. The thing with the justice system, is a failure. It's failed everyone. It's not working, and it's trash.
Garbage.
Basura. And so, like, you have all that, like, it's this whatever. So this possible, they're not trying to use, like, word, they don't want to incriminate before they have, like, evidence. I don't know. Yes. I don't fucking, I get that. I understand that.
Allegedly.
Fuck
you.
It's a funny fucking hate crime. You put bleach on something to make it white or to clean it, cleanse it because it's dirty.
Yeah.
Hate crime. They've tied a noose around his fucking neck. Like, what the
They called him the N-word several times.
There's never, like...
Anyhow.
Fuck that. So that happened.
Can we not be, like, angry for the rest of this?
we won't.
All right.
So on top of that, like, what else has happened?
Oh, more mega wearing boys.
With Nathan Phillips. Yes. They went to Covington Catholic High School, and then it became like when it first came out, we only had that video of like the elder in front of them, like playing his instrument in front of them to like kind of whatever it was that he was doing, and then them just like taunting and making. Standing there and like just not moving or whatever, and then it came out later that apparently they were from a separate protest that like were being taunted by a separate protest, and it was just like him trying to like squash all of that and like kind of like mellow it out, and like that's what he wanted to do, and it was like and then all this, like, then there were these headlines about, like, how people are attacking Christian values and, like, Christians are the people that are being harmed the worst right now. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but okay.
Also, on a lighter note of that video, can we talk about the black boy wearing a MAGA hat and how much self-hate there must be there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so, like, I swear, every time I saw that video, I was like, wait, what the fuck? Pause?
Like,
pause it here. He is black, right?
Yeah.
I was so, like, baffled.
Oh, but it's like... It's like
people of color wearing MAGA hats trip me out. Kanye, stop.
Right? Like, oh, and then there was that whole thing about, like, who said it? I think it was Alyssa Milano on Twitter where she said that the MAGA hat is the new white hood. And here's the thing about that. It's like, no, it's not. And here's why. Because the white hood is still a thing.
Yeah.
Like, the red hat is an extension of the white hood wearing individuals.
Yeah.
It is not a replacement. Because a replacement would say that that was a long forgotten thing that they've just, like, taken over. No, they're carrying on the mantle that has been around this entire time. So, let's not say...
The passing of the tiki torch.
Oh, my God. White people ruin tiki torches for everybody.
Yes, yes.
Like, for everybody. Like, if I'm at Home Depot, and I'm never at Home Depot, but, like, if I were ever at Home Depot and someone, like, had a tiki torch, I'd just be like, nah, we gotta wrap this shit up. We gotta go.
We gotta go. We are in trouble. We are in danger.
We gotta go. We gotta get out of here. I mean, I feel that way all the time at Home Depot. This.
And don't fucking comment.
We are
too tan for this.
I thought you said 210, like our weight. And I was like, thank you for shaving off some pounds for me. I was like, a bitch is fat, thanks. You noticed. That's so nice. See, I was so confused. I thought you were talking about my weight. They were talking about my weight, and then I thought you were talking about the freeway, and I was just so confused.
Anyhow.
I get lost on freeways and stuff. Okay, so there were some things that have happened that I did... think of you specifically while I was reading him. This one specifically, Leslie Van Houten is seeking parole for the third time. She was the youngest member of the, and one of the things that I, while reading about it, then
she's friends with John DeVos.
I know that was like that was the thing that made me click on the article because I was like, she's like gonna. Seek parole, so I'm sure that he's going to interview. Okay.
Can I just tell you that I didn't initially know her because of the crimes. I know her because she's friends with John Waters. Like, that's when that was my introduction, is like reading like one of his books and like mentions her, and I was like, who? What? Huh? And
then also, I can't think of any of the other people's names like that partook in the crimes besides hers and him, Charles. Yeah. But I thought she's going to be petitioning for parole. And so that means that John Waters will be in Southern California again for this because he always, the last couple times he's like spoken and tried to like get her released because he feels that, you know, fucking how many years? 40 years is enough. Like, last January, which is when she last petitioned, Jerry Brown acknowledged Van Houten's youth at the time of the crime, her more than four decades of good behavior as a prisoner, and her abuse at the hands of Manson, and then said, however, these factors are outweighed by negative factors that demonstrate she remains unsuitable for parole. Okay. Like, I'm not downplaying what they're... Also, you know, no, I don't want to... I just want to talk about that because I wanted to talk about John Waters and the fact that... John Waters has, like, a section in Role Models about Leslie Van Houten. Like...
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk about that because I don't want to talk about whether any of this was merited in her case of, like, she's been in there 40 years, blah, blah, blah. She's been a good prisoner, blah, blah, blah. She got a degree, like... Because I also think in January, we've all of a sudden decided to romanticize and fetishize serial killers and murderers. And I just don't understand it. Zac Efron's going to play, I think, Ted Bundy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, I'm really... And then there was that movie last year, My Friend Dahmer, which I... Like, I knew people that watched it and thought that Dahmer was hot in it. And I want to believe that they were just a fan of whoever played. I think his name was Ross Lynch that played it, played him, mm-hmm. played Dahmer. I want to say that they were just fans of him before, but I never heard that from them. And so it was just like, this is gross. This is nasty. This is disgusting. Also, I don't need another, like, and then there was those, that, the documentary that came, the series that came out on Netflix, the Ted Bundy tapes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's all everywhere. And I'm just like, we need to talk about, you can like a bad boy. Don't, like, that's fine. But, like.
We can't romanticize them.
Not a serial killer, Cheryl. Stay away from her, him, them. Stay away from them. They're just like, I did.
Serial killers, stalkers.
Oh my God, there was that show. Yeah, you. Like, yeah, okay, yes. See, so it is not just like, it is this, yeah, like, this, it's a thing. This push it's right a now. Thing right now. Of like.
I don't know. It kind of gives you, like, typically serial killers and stalkers with normal people, they're just. You hear that, oh, that's a bad person. But these shows are making it so that you kind of like, they kind of, oh, well, he started off with good intentions. Or, you know, he just went about it the wrong way. But I'm like, what the fuck, bitch?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, yeah, no, he like, killed.
They're finding a way to have you, like, sympathize.
Yeah, and I understand, like, humanizing.
We do not.
Yeah, I understand humanizing people. Like, they're all humans. I understand that. They are all humans.
But there's trash humans.
They are such trash.
There's trash humans. Believe it or not, everybody. 2019 trash humans.
They exist. In case you didn't know, in case you've been living under a rock.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many trash humans. And a lot of the trash humans are just fucking...
Men. No, just kidding. But, like, no, but yes.
Yeah. And they're a certain shade, if you know what I'm saying. They're white. No, they're not the only ones that are trash. I'm not saying that. But I do think that we have to acknowledge that we live in a world where white supremacy is real. And it's a fucking killer. And it drives a lot of the things. And I'm not here for any serial killer show or documentary or anything that doesn't evaluate the things that led these killers to do this that are ingrained in all of us, like the hatred towards women, the, like, these need to be examined. Like, why were a lot of victims for Ted Bundy, all of them were women, and why did he think he could do this and get away with it? And why did he get away with it for so long? Because women are undervalued in this world. And, like, get to the root of it. Don't fucking stay on Ted Bundy, and don't stay on. You know what? I'm just talking trash, just because. Yeah. Because at this point, I'm just like,
anyhow.
Because I did like the movie Zodiac, but they didn't focus on the killer because they didn't know that the killer. They didn't know who the killer was. Anyways,
Moving on.
That was that. John Waters, you know, hopefully he comes and petitions for her parole because that would be cute. that would be a cute documentary of him just like.
Just John.
The Cut just recently posted article about the song that is everywhere right now, and it's Crimson and Clover. Like, it's in all, like, and they go over, like, how in the last, like, couple, like in the last 2 months, it's been in a lot of used in a lot of like TV shows and everything. It was used in the trailer for.
You do know how much I love that song.
I know. That's why I wanted to bring like, this up.
I don't know this. Okay, people should know that you are the TV queen in this duo because I don't watch like shit.
We literally watch two shows together.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch more than two shows. But we watch two shows together.
And they're like the trashiest.
They're, they're the trashiest shows
and
you could ever
one that,
watch.
And you're the one that got me like
into
watching them with you.
Yeah. So we started watching The Bachelor, maybe two years ago? When Nick's season. Yes. We started watching. That was like our first introduction. We were like 20 seasons in and we decided just that was going to be the season we're going to get
in. Jump right into this fucking
mess. And actually, speaking of The Bachelor, we've personally had like The Bachelor has the same repetitive formula. We agree. It's the exact same. They always have like the one crazy girl. They have the one girl that like comes in a weird costume.
Yeah.
There's the hateful girl.
Yeah. We like the hateful girl.
Then there's always that. There's
she
always that.
Makes shit entertaining.
There's usually a, like a Latina.
Yeah.
Bibiana! fucking Bibiana.
You're her fan. Bibiana with two B's.
I don't even remember.
They were like hard B's too.
Bibiana.
All right. Yeah. Anyway.
But you know what would make the like next season? Because I need something different and exciting. Make the Bachelor.
Dick, I was like, bitch.
That's what this episode's about. It is about wanting dick.
I mean, that's what every episode is about.
No, I need one. They need to have a bisexual bachelor.
They need
that
to
would
have
be so good.
Just a gay man all up in there. Like, just show up out of the limo. What's up? My name is Mikey.
Why is it me?
Bitch, because I would be entertaining.
Oh, I think you'd be in the limo too.
Yeah,
I'm Mikey, and I come as a package, and then I grab you.
What's up? Take it or leave it. Oh, you're gonna take it.
Shit. No, but a bachelor, one, a bisexual bachelor would be so hilarious because, one, there would be men and women both
not understanding. But I feel
like
there should only be, like, two men, like, just to piss off all the women.
Oh, my God.
And they should be bisexual because they should hit on the other women, too. That would be like plot twist.
Look, bitch. Like, but the reason why, because there would be so much more drama, one. Mm-hmm. And two, I feel like the women, the amount of times that, like,
I just
women,
want one of the women to fall in love with one of the gays.
Yeah. Because I also feel that, like, just to have.
Like, can we just get this idea of bachelor?
A sexual?
A bisexual. Oh. They're all fucking sexual. They just want to sleep with everybody. That's.
Oh, except for Colton, because he's a virgin, because that's the important. Because, you know, that matters.
Anyhow.
But anyways, so if anybody knows anybody at The Bachelor, like, make them bisexual. I want to see women be like, I don't understand this. Like, he was making out with that. And then get really annoyed because he makes out with some guy.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, so are you, like, he's being gay over there. No, he's just bisexual all the time.
Yeah, bitch, get in on it.
And then I want, like, and then you could have the contestants falling for each other and choosing each other instead of the fucking bachelor.
Yes,
oh,
I would
my
love
god.
It. Oh my god. What if, like, at the end of the show, like, two other people get engaged and the bachelor's still single? That
oh
would
my,
be
the,
ideal. That bachelor, they need to fucking call us.
The
ideas.
Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then, like, because I.
And also, okay, if we're not in the show, we're going to host it. Fuck that guy.
We can do his job. His foot. This is the last rose. Yes, bitch, we all can see that right now.
Because
y'all bitches never have nobody that's different. Y'all just have the same, like, able-bodied white bitches. Sorry, white women that are in this fucking show. We can see that there's one rose. I don't need you. Fucking explain to me that there's a rose.
Yeah.
There's one rose. Like,
but it's not even just the one rose. There are three roses left. Which I can count. Thank you. But like.
Like, I just, I don't need him.
Like, I'm like, you're trying to make it real drama, but it's not.
It's not, because we've seen all this before. So, just like...
Yesterday.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the Bachelor producers, if they wanted to keep it the same, they could literally save money and fire Chris Harrison and just have, like...
Hire
just,
us.
No, because I'm not be working for cheaper.
Oh my God, bitch, you're working for cheaper now.
No, I was going to say, if they really wanted to save, like, all that money, they could fire Chris Harrison and then just reuse the same footage from every season before it. Just have, like, just a splice of, like, him walking in and be like, this is the last rose. They would save so much money. And then just...
Yeah, you would need to hire, like, one editor.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, they already have editors editing the show. And then I'd also love, like, just make... The Bachelor,
because even his outfits, like, don't look any different.
No.
At least if he came out, like, can you imagine him, like, in a, like, fucking fire, like, suit? Like, just something stupid. Like, come out in, like, a hot pink fucking...
What is a fire suit?
Like, literally, like, a fire, like, in flames.
Like, not, on not, fire? Oh.
Not, like, in, like, real flames. We don't want to kill the man.
No, I
don't. Oh, I thought you were going to say no.
No, I don't. Whatever. But,
he brings nothing to the show.
He really doesn't. Like, he asks.
It's a trash show.
This is fine.
Get us a trash host.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Get us a trash host. Get us on there.
That's just the just going to be the underlying theme of the entire podcast is us petitioning to be the host of The Bachelor.
Right. And trashy enough to host your show.
Right? No, but I want it to be, like, I think I want The Bachelor, like, they were trying to have, like, a modicum of just, like, class on The Bachelor. They're trying to grasp at that, and I'm just like, no, your show needs to be, like, the golden age of VH1. I need you to be of, like, I don't know, Flavor of Love. Oh, my God, if they did it, like, Flavor of Love... Or, like, Rock of Love.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Rock of
Love. I would, like, you know, that would just make my heart happy.
Oh, I thought you were listening to my typing. I was like.
I mean, I was. But also, like, basically, VH1, just bring all your terrible shows from, well, they're not terrible. Like, I Love New York. Oh, my God. But yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need from The Bachelor.
So that's one of the shows we watched together.
This section was actually about the song Crimson and Clover.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crimson Clover is being used in, like, a lot of advertisements, like, for Netflix shows and just all over the place. And it's being used. And it was just funny because... One of the parts in this article written for The Cut by Gabriela Paella, says that when I first heard it years ago, it was via an MP3 file that erroneously attributed to Lou Reed. Although I did think it was kind of weird that a guy who loved singing about heroin so much had also recorded such a warm, straightforward pop song. I believe this was true until I did a slightest bit of cursory research. That happened on LimeWire.
Yeah.
If you, like, downloaded Crimson and Clover, it would either say Lou Reed or The Velvet Underground, and it was just like, why? And then for, like, a minute, I thought it was The Velvet Underground, and I was just like, and then...
Wait, you thought it was The Velvet Underground?
Yes. When I was 11?
Why were you I don't believe you were that cool at 11.
Crimson and Clover? Yes, because it was used in something, in some... Not 11. How old was I? Like 14, 15? Yeah, 14, 15. It was like high school. Yeah,
okay,
high school.
Okay, well, that makes
high
more
school.
Sense. 14,
high school.
15 makes more sense.
Yeah, high school.
11, bitch, calm the fuck down. He is not that cool. I don't know why I had to cover my mouth. Like, you can't see me. Everybody else can hear me. You.
I don't have earphones on.
Anybody in the world, but, like, bitch, don't try to lie to me.
Yeah, 14, 15. And it was because I...
That was, like... 3 years after I met you. No,
what?
3 years before I met you.
I was like...
Not after. I was like, wait. You were, what, like 18 when we met?
18, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
We're now 22.
Nice. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
There's really nothing to tell about that. Just that this article was just saying that it's everywhere. And I was just like, yeah, I mean it's a cute song.
I don't watch anything, so I haven't heard it. I mean, I've heard it on, like, my fucking shuffle, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's like, yeah, I hear it about once or twice a week, but, like, on my own personal devices. It's a good song. It brings, like, a lot of memories to me. Like, every time I hear it, I was like, yep, I know who we're thinking of.
I know who we're thinking of. Oh my god. But yeah, no. Yeah, that song has like moments. Like it's attached to some very specific things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. It reminds you of people.
It does.
Since Dee Dee never reads or watches or sees anything of
pop culture. Wait, I don't read. Culture, excuse you? I was like, bitch!
What the
fuck are you telling these people?
Here's the thing. You are these people. How many do you think
are? All two.
Us.
Exactly.
Like,
stop lying yourself.
I
read.
The amount of times that we just stop listening mid-sentence. Oh, it's baffling. I'm baffled.
Okay, you take like really long pauses when you speak, though. Dee Dee doesn't read or watch TV or
because I was still composing the sentence in my head.
Well, bitch, maybe you should say Dee Dee doesn't read trash magazines or whatever. Fuck, I read books, tons of them. I'm literally sitting in front of two fucking shelves full of books that I read. Fuck you.
Anyways, about pop culture, and so just like randomly, I like to like. Show her things, but because it'll shock her, not shock her, but it'll just be like, what the fuck is this? But I had that moment while I was reading
like
this.
An old lady, like,
Dee Dee's.
I'm like 80.
Dee Dee is basically. She's not actually this person at the bar. No, actually, we are these people at the bar. The. What?
Oh, yeah. The music is so loud. Can we turn it down to a reasonable volume, everybody? Like, I want to go and have a chat with somebody.
Yeah.
And I also need my bartender to fucking hear my order. Like, The amount of times bartenders make my drink wrong because they can't fucking hear me over this goddamn music. Anyhow.
The amount of times that I've gotten a gin and tonic when I really just wanted a gin and soda. And
that happened to me last Friday. And then I had to tell him and I was like, you gave me tonic. You didn't want tonic? No. Why would I be so fucking surprised when I take a sip of my goddamn Hendrickson soda and it's tonic? I wouldn't be surprised if that's what I fucking ordered. Anyhow.
Because that's what I wanted. Yeah.
Anyhow. So well, back to
do you want me to make it over again?
Back to your point of me not reading.
But like she'll have those moments and I had this moment because I was just like casually looking up the things of like what's been happening and I saw this article on E! News, which by the way is a very reputable news source. I don't know if any of you know this. It's on par with like the Post and New York Times and Wall Street Journal, like E! News, guys. But there was this entire article on Kylie Jenner spent over $10,000 on Postmates. And then it says, here's what she ordered. And it was just a list of things that she ordered. And then it goes into detail. It was just like, it's like,
was she hosting a party? Like, why $10,000? Oh,
this is over the last year.
Oh, I was like,
I know, but that was a headline. Like, and so I like read it. I know, I was just like, what the fuck did you buy?
Thought it was
how like, much Taco Bell did you order, girl? Yeah. You shut that shit down. They didn't have anything else. No, but like, it was so stupid. It was like the most expensive order consisted of Don Julio, 1942 tequila, and then it was like her cheapest one was a bottle of smart water, and a single carrot. I'm just like, this is journalism. This is riveting.
And a single carrot. Was that bitch lonely? What was happening?
She hadn't had her child yet, I guess. Like apparently her most common time to order is 10 o'clock in the morning like that and I'm just like why do I need to know that? What do I need to do what do Why do I need this information?
I don't know, but you fucking read the whole thing,
apparently. Yes, I did. Yeah. I read the whole thing.
All right, I'm over the story. Next. What else you got for me?
But that was a thing.
I don't care for the Kardashians. Well,
but no, I understand that. But
like, I don't care to like talk about them. I don't care to read their story. I feel like this is how we feed them, and I'm okay not doing it.
No, I understand that. I also want to know. I also wish I were in that pitch meeting when they're pitching like stories of like what they're gonna do. And granted, E! News is not doing like hard-hitting journalism. I understand that. But I also want to be there when they're like suggesting things like, Kylie Jenner spent $10,000 on Postmates. Like, I need, like, I can write this. I can do this.
Like, who wants that story? Who raises their hand for that? Me, right here.
I'll do it right here. This bitch right here.
Is that going to be your breakthrough story? Anyhow, next.
I don't think they're breakout star people. On E! News. What else has been happening? These New Puritans are putting out a new album. They just released a song.
Wait, what else has been happening? I want to talk about Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I thought you were really excited about these New Puritans. I was like, oh my God, you love them as much as I do.
No. Wait, next.
Okay, we're so Lady Gaga. About
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Hey, so I hope everybody has seen the video of like him getting up on stage.
Oh, I heard.
Can they just tell the world that they're in love or something?
Or that Lady Gaga's in love with Bradley Cooper. I mean,
can we? Yes,
Lady Gaga is in love.
Bradley. So is everybody else. What's up? Hello, with your
in that movie
with your Eddie Vedder notes
in that movie. I'm not here for Bradley Cooper anywhere else.
Eddie Vedder undertone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, it's like so good, but. She, like, come on, just get it out of the way. Tell everybody you're into him. Hopefully he goes for it, because he looks a little like, I'm gonna let you be in love with me, but
I'm gonna fuck all these other bitches.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm gonna be a hoe real quick, you know, and keep you on a little short leash.
And then they're gonna get together in like 5 years. Then they'd be like, we were always in love with each other. Yeah. It was just the right timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was busting a nut in some girl.
Or several.
He's shooting up the club. He's shooting up the club.
But also, it's really cute to see her be like...
So in love with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so excited about another boy. I like it. It's cute. Make it happen. Bradley, stop being a whore. Or not, whatever.
Like if that's your relationship, that's
or Lady Gaga, just deal with it.
Or just you also sleep
join.
Around. Sleep all around.
Join.
Join.
You know, and then just join the list, and then you know eventually work yourself to being the main bitch. I don't know.
Work yourself to being the main bitch.
We've all been there. Trash. This is trash.
This is legit trash. This is we've all done this. Or at least like I said
we've all been there, but I realize that
like
some people have not been there. And then I'm like, oh
no, but like that is a very common thing where you think that like if you like continue sleeping with the person that they're gonna like grow to care for you or want you in their life.
Oh, I said we've all been there. Like we've all done it.
What, like sex?
No, like. You were the side bitch, and then you were the main bitch.
Yeah. But that's why, like, or like, but also like, yeah. If you haven't done it, then like, that's. I mean, I guess good for you. I'm not downplaying you. I swear to God, that sounded so.
You're a really decent person.
You have standards. I didn't.
Yeah, we did not. I'm all fucked. Anyhow, moving on. I hope my mom's not listening.
Never tell her about this.
Your mom's not listening.
Nobody's listening to this. Nobody is listening to this. What else?
I'm going to give your mom the link.
What else happened in January?
Your child's a homewrecker.
Okay, I didn't say I slept with a married man.
Oh, just because you didn't say it.
Okay, bitch. We don't need
moving
to go
on.
There.
Moving on.
We don't need to go there. That's Dee Dee's sly way of telling me to edit. Which is funny. So I'm going to leave it in. And you're just going to hear her say delete.
Delete. And I probably won't stop.
No, you won't. What else happened? Oh my God. Coachella.
Ew.
I honestly don't even know what's happening on this. It bothers me that the first thing when you go to Coachella's website is that it says join waitlist for weekend one, join waitlist for weekend two. You know, it's funny, Tame Impala is headlining on Saturday, and that just makes me laugh because in our last episode, you were talking about Tame Impala only plays festivals.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I wouldn't want to go see Ariana Grande perform. I like love her. I really do, but I don't want to see her perform. Who else is playing? Janelle Monáe. The 1975. She's everywhere. They're everywhere. Sorry. I was talking about Janelle Monáe and then I went into the 1975. But the 1975.
No, cool. Actually, okay. So the Coachella lineup, I actually did go through it.
And how many of the people would you want to see?
More than last year. But I do like that this year they're like they've got so many more Latinx. Like so many much like Spanish speakers coming in, doing their thing, which I appreciate, obvio. Mm-hmm. You know, I do think that's a step in the right direction. Like they had gone like so like EDM, and lately it's been a lot of like hip hop, you know, and so maybe this is kind of where they're headed. I hate saying it, but it's really cool to be Latino right now. Like it's the shit, you know. Oh fuck, you're bilingual, you speak Spanish, you're on the coolest at the moment. We are trending, people. So I think Coachella might have gotten the memo, and they did well on getting a lot of like Spanish acts. Like, come on, Coachella has like live cumbias this year. Shut up. You know, but I'm like, I mean, I'm kind of here to dance in the desert at some cumbias. And then go home.
Yeah, right. Don't see anybody. Just go dance.
Me largo.
I'm not too. I'm leaving before it's over because I don't want to deal with anybody. But yeah, I mean. If anybody's going, like, I hope y'all have fun.
Yeah.
I hope you...
I'm sure it will be, but it's, again, you know, like, growing up and having gone to, like, early Coachellas and, you know, seeing what it was to what it is now. Like, yes, we miss it. It'll never be the same. But, like, you can't... I hate being that person, and I can't be that person who's like... Oh, it's not what it used to be. Like, no, of course not. It's fucking grown, you know? It's grown into this big, huge monster that, like, people from all over the world fly in for.
Mm-hmm.
I can't expect them to have the same, you know...
I just casually looked up, typed in Coachella's lineup for 2005, and the headliners just make me laugh. Because Saturday is Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday was Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm. I was there for Nine Inch Nails.
But it's just funny. Coldplay and yeah. Nine Inch Nails. And Coldplay was playing the same day Bauhaus played.
Yep.
Weezer. Oh, my God. Weezer.
Weezer was a thing.
No, but, like, Weezer is still trying to be a thing. One, they put out that terrible cover of No Scrubs. That trash cover. If you've heard it, I apologize.
If you haven't heard it,
you are fine. Either. You don't need to. God has decided that, like, you know what? You don't need this in your life. That,
I've heard their cover of Africa, like, I feel like every time I step into the fucking Ralph's, like, the grocery store, it's, like, playing, or CVS.
I also don't know why there is a cover of Africa.
Yeah, like, unnecessary. Like, it's a shitty
by anybody,
song to begin
by anybody.
With. It's a shitty song to begin with, and then you have, like, this fucking band that, like, all right, calm down, everybody. Their only genius was the Blue Album. And I say genius very, very loosely. It's a fun album, but that was 30 million years ago, and they need to chill with these fucking covers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, but, like, even Pitchfork had an article about When will Weezer stop disappointing? And I just like, I like, see, here's the thing about Weezer. They have not...
What I don't
they haven't given like, us anything in over a decade. Like, over a decade. Like, and I'm just, like, more than that, but, like, over a decade, they haven't given us anything,
about
like...
About 2 decades.
Like, they haven't given us anything, like, worth... You know, I'm glad that they're still a band, that they're still doing their thing, because it's their, like, I hope this is their dream, and that they're, like, pursuing it, and they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to be... I don't know. I feel like Weezer thinks that they're in, like, the pantheon of, like, great bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, with what? Con qué? Like, how, like, you guys are basically a not cool and not fun and not as smart Vampire Weekend. And I know Vampire Weekend came out after. Like, don't... I know that. And I'm sure that they were influenced by Weezer. But, like, I think Vampire Weekend is doing everything better than Weezer is doing and has done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's my... Like, I'm like, Weezer, you... Like, I just, you know... Have a residency somewhere and just play the hits.
Uh-huh.
People will go see that. People will go see you play the hits. I think. I mean, I wouldn't, but, like, people would. Other people.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand their, like, hardcore fans.
Are there hardcore fans?
Yes. There's people with Weezer tattoos.
There are people with Sublime tattoos.
Yeah. Anyhow.
But yeah, that's what's been happening in fucking less than 4 weeks. It has been less than 4 weeks since we recorded our last episode. Like, it is like that. Why? How and why? And it's been overwhelming and it's been upsetting. January's been like not the best month.
Like, we've had our highs in our personal lives, but like in general, January has been pretty shit.
Yeah, because here's the thing, every year, well, also like every year there's like in December we have like this whole thing of like, oh, this year's over, blah 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 blah, and then you realize that like January is just like more of the same. It's literally more of the same. Nothing's really changed except maybe there are new laws. You got to get ready for tax season, like. And then it's just more of the same. And then so you have like this whole energy of like new year, new me. And then it just like devolves into it's just more of the same. And is it really a new year? Is it really a new you? No, yeah. It's just you. It's yeah. The same you. And then you're just like, ugh. So on that note, we have definitely been listening to things, obviously. We're always listening to things. I know that I rarely am in silence because I don't like to hear myself think. I don't ever want to be left alone with my own thoughts, which is probably something I need to go, like, talk to somebody about. But, like, that also requires work. I'm also lazy. So, that doesn't help out. So, we're going to go over some of the songs for the playlist this week. We're just going over songs that, like, we've had on kind of, like, rotation since the last episode mm-hmm. that have, like, I guess helped with the new year, with January.
I mean, it helps or just feeds your sadness. One of the two. You know me. Again. Again. Feed your sadness, you know, but make it beautiful. But make it fashion.
Okay, Tyra. Be oh sad, my God, Tyra.
But make it fashion.
But yeah, so it's just what we've been listening to. It's more of a loose theme this week for the playlist. Because sometimes you just want to tell you what we're listening to. And jam out to it and be like, hey, I didn't know this, or I did know this, and that's legit. So I'll start off. Or do you want to start? I started last time, you can start.
Okay. Let's see. So lately I've been into a lot of I wanna just like open up with saying like I've been into a lot of like very shoegazy, very dream pop, very, you know, I think it's just things to make, again, your sadness a little more beautiful. So I've been stuck on Always, and Undertow is a song. Very dreamy, very, like, her voice is just so soothing. It's very good driving music. You guys should try it. and Always with two V's, not a W. So yeah, it's kind of my favorite right now. It's been on rotation. I find myself listening to it in the morning on my way to work. That's been my On My Way to Work song for a couple weeks now.
Okay. For me, I don't know why I said that like that. so since the last episode that we, just since the last episode, Kate Nash released a song called Trash. And it just seemed so apropos. I really do love Kate Nash. And the chorus is just literally trash, trash, trash for you. I'm trash. And you know what? I love it.
That totally makes me want to listen right now.
It makes me happy. It was just so perfect. I was just like, aw, I'm starting this thing. And like, she just released it and I was just like, you know what? Kate understands me.
Yeah.
She knows I'm trash.
Yeah.
But that was, that's been on repeat. God knows it's been on repeat.
Okay, so my next one is Blouse. Into Black is the song. Oh, yeah.
Wow. What a surprise.
No, it's actually a really good song. It's a really good band. It's very mellow, again, very, like, dreamy. I'm just really into, like, really soft women voices, I guess, this month. But, yeah. It's got, you know, one of the lyrics says, I want to see you fade into black. It's perfect. It's dark. It's sad. It's hateful. It's all the things I am.
It's hateful.
I was like, it's all the things I am. So.
So hateful. So fucking hateful.
No. I'm not always. I'm pretty no. Bad. I'm out of us two, I think I'm the lover.
I think I'm the more, I'm definitely the more, I'm definitely the one that expresses anger.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes violently. Not like violent, like hurting.
You're very aggressive. I think aggressive, not violent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're aggressively hateful.
I'm not aggressively hateful. I'm just aggressively passionate.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
I'm just aggressively passionate. That's all it means. So for me, after Trash, that was actually the first one that I thought of for this, but the song that's like been on rotation for me for about a month now has actually been You Don't Have to Cry by Emma Ruth Rundle. Mm-hmm. And I went to go see her in December and was angry that I went to go see her.
Without me.
I went to go see
this
Emma
Ruth Rundle. First time I'm fighting out of this. Fucking bitch. Yeah.
That was the weekend of Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, well. Mm.
That was the Sunday after Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
And she played the song, You Don't Have to Cry, and she had said that she had written it for a friend, and she said it was the first time that she was going to be singing to her friend because her friend was in the crowd.
Okay.
And so it was the first time she was singing it to them. And you could just hear, like, the person that it was for just, like, openly weeping. Just, like, you could hear them weeping. And she would, and Emma did not stop looking at her or them. I don't know if it was who. I didn't, whatever. And it was just, like, this beautiful moment. It was just so, like, you don't have to cry anymore. And then this this person's fucking cried, and I'm just
weeping,
like,
weeping.
I was like, I mean, I get it. Like, they were weeping from, like, either joy or, like, just someone's doing this for you, and it's fucking adorable. So that was mine. That's been You Don't Have to Cry. Also, that's a good message for, like, You don't have to cry, Michael. You don't have...
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you do. But anyhow.
Yes, but not always.
So, okay, my other song. This is a little happier. It's No Vacation. Yam Yam. This band, again, we're sticking to the dream pop, apparently. But they're a little more beachy. They have a little more, like, dream pop meets, like... beach rock, you know, it's super fun. It's like a slowed down version of, I don't know, what can I compare it to? Like a girl version of the drums, maybe.
Okay.
It's super fun. I love it so much. It's one of those, like, I found myself listening to it this week at work. Like, when I have to walk to, like, a different building, put my headphones in, you know, mm-hmm. It keeps me on a good pace.
Because God knows you don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. I talked to too many people. Anyhow, yeah, it's been my happy song. It reminds me of sunshine. You know, it just...
It reminds me of sunshine.
Yeah, which we have had very little of this month here in LA.
We actually had weather.
We had weather.
That was so much crazy. Rain and stuff, which is always awesome in LA because, you know, just
we
like...
We never get rain, ever. Our plants are so green. The mountains are so lush. Everything looks so pretty. We look like the rest of the world right now. The rest of the states.
I was like,
shut up. In my head, we're just as lush as, you know, any mountain town in some other state. But anyhow, yeah, No Vacation, Yam Yam, go. And also, how much do you like saying that name? Yam Yam.
Yam Yam. What do you want to listen to? Yam Yam?
Yes.
If it just reminds me, no, it doesn't remind me of that. I'm not going to talk about that.
I'm just giving you like a solid, like, good, you know, vibey list of things that you can listen to, kind of, you know, they could either be background or you can just dive in and, you know, go in on these songs. So anyhow, next.
For me, is a remix, Waves by Miguel and Casey Musgraves.
Mm. Ooh. I was going to say something with Miguel too. That's not on my list. Damn it. I might throw it in as an extra.
So the song Waves is from his second album.
Ew, I'm out of the crew.
And just one more. So Waves is off the second album and it's a good song. Like, the original is a fun song. No. I haven't even had coffee yet.
I woke up thirsty.
That's fine. I didn't say anything. I've already had 2 cups of coffee, water, and tea, so I haven't had more to I hate that you did it so slow. Instead of just a loud... It's my sound effect. No,
it's
so second album...
beer.
It's a LaCroix. Surprise.
Okay, go on.
So the original song, as is most of Miguel's stuff, it's very kind of... Well, this song specifically is very funky. And then this remix with Casey Musgraves adds a little bit of, like, obvious country influence into it. But it's just so, like, I don't want to say wavy. But it's just, like, such a slow burn of a seduction song. Like, yeah, it's just so, like, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't. My first go-to thought when I listen to Casey Musgraves is never sexy. Not because I don't think she's, like, beautiful and sexy or whatever. It's just that's not what I get. So, like, to see her in this realm of, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's not like a song that you play to, like, seduce your lover. It's just a song that's just like, yeah, this is how we feeling right now.
I have to take a listen.
Let me have that wave.
I mean, I feel like that's just, like, what Miguel always delivers. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Although there are Miguel definitely has a lot of, like, after sex songs. Like, yeah, like, yeah.
And some,
like,
party songs.
Yeah. But, like, I
so I'm like, we're partying before the sex songs. That's...
It's always he bookends.
I'm a flirt with you, bitch.
He bookends the fucking. He doesn't like. He's not like providing you like the thrust. I don't know.
Yeah. He's not R. Kelly.
We really tried to not mention R. Kelly.
Anyhow, moving on. We're back to our list. Fuck R. Kelly. Back to our list.
I'm glad we at least have to say that. Fuck R. Kelly.
My next one is a song that, well, this it's part of an album that I've been on for a hot minute. But the song in particular, Slow Dive, Sugar for the Pill. Amazing. Hello. If you guys aren't into Slow Dive and have never been into Slow Dive, and like this is the first like Slow Dive song you listen to, do yourself a favor. It's beautiful. This whole album is a tits. And it's been on rotation for like over a year now, I think. So I don't think I'm gonna stop listening to it anytime soon. It's a beautiful track. It's a beautiful band. Shoegazy, you know, soft and mellow with lyrics that actually matter. I love it so much. There's nothing negative I can say about it.
Nothing at all.
Sorry. It's just that I'm going to listen to it over and over and over.
So for me, I like to throw things. For me, in the last episode I talked about Dawn Richard coming out with an album, and her album has now come out, and there's a song on it called We Diamonds that I just, it's the penultimate song. And it's just, I love that Dawn Richard has finished her trilogy and she's like gotten to this place where she just feels like she's still like doing things that she wants to do, and she's still like pushing herself to be creative and try new things and do new things. But there's this kind of like confidence in it that I really like. There's a lyric that says, I'm used to being the underdog because black girls who have minds and a cause are stifled with leashes and cliches, but we new breeds, we run over insults and fuck boys like Bobby Boucher. And the fact that she threw in a reference to the water boy just makes me joyful and happy, and I love it.
She references the water boy for what?
Bobby Boucher.
So I've never seen the water boy.
Okay, so Bobby Boucher is like this mild-mannered, like, kid who's been like sheltered by his mom, who like his mom literally says things like, Benjamin Franklin didn't invent electricity, I did, Benjamin Franklin's the devil. And so he's very sheltered, and so he becomes a water boy for this like college football team, and then he ends up joining the football team because like he has all this pent up rage and stuff because he's been so sheltered and like whatever. And so he is like Adam Sandler size, but he's like running down people like nothing and not being hurt by it or whatever. So saying that she's running over fuck boys and shit like Bobby Boucher, I'm just like, I'll see you, girl. I'll see you with your reference.
Alright.
It's just cute. I like it. And I mad respect for her.
So let's see. My last song, and this one, okay. This song is not new at all. And it's always, I remember the first time I heard it. It's always been like, yeah, that's legit who I am. However, this last, I don't know, I want to say the last like 2 months, it's just been playing over and over and over. And I'm like, now when I listen to it, I was like, I've caught myself telling myself like, oh yeah, that used to be like who you were, you know, and I just realizing how much I've changed and how much like I connect to it, because at one point it felt very personal. I felt like, dude, this chick is singing like my life, like what I am in my, and I'm just like, ooh, that's not me at all. And it trips me out, but it's such a beautiful song. It's So it's China Woman, Party Girl. Mm-hmm. And it's literally a song about this girl who's just kind of reckless and, you know, doing whatever the hell she wants, dancing with who she wants, fucking who she wants, wherever she wants, and being, you know, she's like, I have no time for tears. I have no time to, like, I'm just having a good time. It's about me. Mm-hmm. And that's, I was like, fuck my 20s. What's up? You know? But, yeah. And it's just like slow and mellow. And, you know, like, it makes a good song for all the rainy days that we've had. Yeah. So please take a listen. Think of Dee Dee.
Only Dee Dee. And my last song, instead of, it has been on rotation, not because it's like my favorite song in the entire world. It's just been a nuisance in my life for the past, like, I don't know how long. It's Motivate by Little Mix. Okay, so I'm also going to need all of everyone's help. Everyone that listens to this, even just all one of you, please listen to Motivate by Little Mix and tell me what that fucking sample is in the back.
Because I have done
so much. I have looked into trying to figure out what it is. I don't think it's a credited sample. I think it's just like something, whatever. No. But it is in a fucking song you hear at every single party that you go to that a señora is dancing to.
Wait. Not every single party. Like every single backyard Hispanic party.
Okay, yeah.
Like it's not a...
Okay.
I'm not listening to this at somebody's Sweet 16, bitch.
Like, this is true. No.
We're listening to this at quinceañeras.
Yeah, like...
in the backyard.
That's... And it's like something, and it's from a song, and we've tried so hard, and it's like, on the tip of all of our tongues. Yes. Like, we're like, ooh, I know this.
It is like a merengue jam.
Like...
Yes.
Damn,
yes.
That you're going hard with a beer in your hand.
Yes. Doing that, like, I'm gonna pee-pee dance.
Yeah. And I can't figure it out, so if
so
anybody
can... Yeah, can somebody tell us where the fuck that came from?
Because I need to know, because it's pissing me off that I don't know.
And because I feel like this is the jam that we need to be playing, like, at least 3 times at each party.
Yeah, because everybody, like, it's just so familiar, and everybody knows it. And yeah. It's so upsetting.
So, I'm going to throw in an extra from left field, because you said Miguel. And okay. I just remembered that this has been my Thursday song. I literally have played this every Thursday for the last couple weeks. The Weeknd.
Oh.
By Mac Miller featuring Miguel. So, the song's called Weeknd. So yeah, get ready, bitches. It's that get ready. Fucking yes, Friday is tomorrow. So
es mañana.
It gets me hyped.
I'm ready for it.
So ready for it. I mean, come on. It's such a good time.
No, and you should all be having a good time. It's the beginning of the year. We still have 11 Falcon.
This song's like, you know. It'll all be good by the weekend. You know, yes.
Let's, we have 11 let's months it. Of the next year. Like, just have a good time. Just to fucking have a good time. And I guess that could be your song for it.
Yes. You'll be good by the weekend.
Oh, my God. Now I just want to listen to SZA. Her vocals are fun.
Anyway. We're not going to into somebody else.
No. So that's it. We're at the end of episode 2.
Goodbye.
We're not done.
Oh. Gross.
If...
I hate being told when to finish.
I hate you so much. I'm sure a lot of people hate when being told when to finish.
I thought you were going to say, I'm sure a lot of people have told you when. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Bitch, we've been here for a minute. We need to go. And you're like, we've only been here for 5 minutes.
Wrap it up.
You just have a... No, I'm sure a lot of people... Anyways. Thank you for listening.
Insulting me.
Happy 2019, everybody.
Happy 2019. We hope it was a good start, despite the fact of all the bullshit that's been going around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let that shit get you down. It's fucked up, but... I mean...
Let it fuel you, if anything.
Yeah, do something good and change it. But anyhow,
punch a Nazi
in the face, please.
Or in the taint, whichever.
Or in the ear. The ear hurts.
The fuck? In the ear?
Yeah.
Really?
It hurts, yeah.
I've never been punched in the face. Or, I mean, in the ear. I've been punched in the face.
But anyhow.
I'm violently aggressive. Remember? Or aggressively, what was it?
Aggressively passionate.
Aggressively passionate. I get punched in the face sometimes. The last time I got punched in the face was fucking seventh grade, guys. Like, don't. I'm not no badass. It was in the middle of English class. Someone called me a faggot.
I like literally pictured myself punching that person.
You're like the same amorphous
like,
person.
Like, look, the only person that's allowed to insult Mikey, it's me. Don't come at us. I will fucking cut you through an email.
It was in English class.
I will cut you through a fucking email.
But, so, hopefully you've enjoyed this. We're at the end. If you do want to reach out to us, you can get to us on Twitter, Instagram, or you can email us. Our Twitter is ValleyTrashPod.
Our Instagram is ValleyTrashPodcast. While one word.
Wah, wah, wah.
All that's one word. All one word.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's exactly. Ooh, I'm the
parents from
yes.
Penis.
The penis guy.
We can't have nice things. We can never have nice things.
We cannot. We refuse. But yes, Instagram, Valley Trash Podcast. And what is our email?
ValleyTrashPodcast@gmail.com. Like, send us suggestions. Send us songs that you want us to listen to. You know what? What should be?
Or at least let us know if you're even a fan of what we're listening to.
And tell us why we're wrong about something. That's fine.
Ooh, that would be good.
Tell us why we're wrong about something.
I mean, make sure to sign your name so we can call you out. Thanks.
Oh my god, yeah. And if you have any like racist white friends, play them this and then like have them like record what they say and send it to us so we know. And then we can like talk about them.
Yeah, we'll talk.
It's fine. We're not
trash talk.
We will trash talk. Yeah. We will definitely trash talk them.
I mean, honestly, and their opinion hardly matters. So moving on.
I'm done.
Thank you for listening, please be more interactive and hit us up. Add us on Instagram.
We'll have links for all for the playlists attached with the episode anywhere you listen. And review us, if anything, like on wherever you're listening to, on iTunes, Audio Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, bye, guys.
Bye.